Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the City of Goleta Design Review Board for Tuesday, the 13th of 2018. And I'd like to start by doing that, by asking everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, and I would like to ask for the roll call.
Thank you. Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Clinton. Member Fullerton.
Here.
Member Shaler.
Present.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Branch is absent. Thank you.
At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It's requested every speaker, each speaker complete a speaker request form submitted to the city clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker. In accordance with the provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act, no action or discussion may take place on any item not on the posted agenda. The board or commission may respond to statements made or questions asked and may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. And I see that we have quite a number of speaker slips here. I believe I have them all.
Yes, but those are for item B1.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And so now we go to the administrative agenda. Review and approve the design board minutes for January the 23rd.
I'll make a motion that the minutes be approved as written.
Second.
Okay, and any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to make note that the Scott Branch, our chair of the DRB, did have a couple minor things that we incorporated in already. It was spelling of names.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, we have a motion and a second. So all in favor of accepting the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. And item A2, the planning director's report.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chair and board members. Just a couple of upcoming events on, first of all, the City Hall is closed next Monday in observance of President's Day. And then Tuesday, February 20th, the City Council will be holding a public hearing on the Elwood Tree issue project. And then also, there was a Planning Department assessment, an annual work program that was scheduled for last week that was postponed, and the new date is March 5th.
Do you know what time that will be at?
I believe it's in the afternoon. I don't know the exact time yet, but it's looking like it's early afternoon. And we'll you'll see that through Gov Delivery when it's set. And then also last night, the Planning Commission held a workshop for the Accessory Dwelling Unit, ADU, review. And that item will be coming to the DRB for design considerations for architecture and also landscaping for your feedback. And the next step would be to gather up all the public comments from the workshops and to start drafting a new ordinance for ADU.
Okay. Do you know when that might be coming by DRB?
Next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, the 27th.
All right, thank you.
That's the plan right now, anyway.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
All right, and then we have the review of agenda and projected agenda.
Yes, everything on the agenda is being reviewed today, and then again, our next meeting is February 27th.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we come to section B on the agenda, item B1. Could the clerk please announce the project?
Item B1 is for design review. It's the Fairview Shopping Center landscape revisions located at 139 North Fairview Avenue, APN 077-170-042. Case number 18-006 DRB.
Thank you. And it looks like the applicant's here and our planner.
Good
Okay. It's all yours, Joe.
All right, so good afternoon. Today we're here for a request for a revised design review for the Fairview Shopping Center. The property owner has had an arborist go out and take a look at the site, and as a result of the report, as well as some other basically things that they've noticed on site, they're going to be making some revisions to some of the trees. They're currently proposing to remove and replace approximately 50 trees on site, as well as some tree trimming. The trees that were going to be put in place of the trees that are going to be removed would be 15-gallon to 24-inch box, depending on the location and what's recommended under the arborist report. The issue that they had is that when the original plantings were done, there was not real consideration taken for the trees, tree size at maturity. So some of the tree roots were put into a ball, and so there's some issues with stability and some of the trees that have fallen over on site. And this application is currently just looking at tree revisions, so they're not proposing any site renovations. That would be a different process. So for this item in this meeting, we're really just going to be focusing on changes to the landscaping and proposed trees and trimming. And then I can hand it over to the applicant to kind of walk you through some of the more changes in detail.
Proceed.
Oh, sorry. Chris Gilliland with Common Ground Landscape Architecture. I think we pretty much summed it up here. It's basically we're focused on trees, many of which are, some of which are replacements. Others are trees that have died long ago that just need, for example, the ones with the little sort of bullseye. Those, there are currently no trees in those locations, so we're actually proposing to increase our tree canopy. And you know, we really, I think this is a really great example of how parking lots should be, and that the whole idea here is to get a canopy and reduce the heat island effect that's created by, you know, the sun pounding down on the asphalt. So we really like the direction that it's taken thus far, and we just want to basically improve upon it by adding some trees and some, as was mentioned, there are some locations where trees are just performing very poorly. I think there was not a valiant effort during the initial construction in terms of soil preparation for some of these trees, and I think they actually, a lot of construction debris was sort of used to fill in holes, and then trees planted over top of that, which is not the best practice for planting trees, but that's what we're dealing with. So also with me is Paul Poirier, who is the architect on this project. Here for moral support. And beyond that, one of the issues that we're facing and have had requests from tenants of the center, and it goes back to the original design in that certain trees that were chosen at certain locations were not suitable given the location of signage. For instance, in front of Orchard Supply Hardware, there are two Lophostomon trees that were planted there that have now grown up. And as you enter and drive next to the shopping center, it deems the OSH sign invisible. So one of the things we want to do is take those out and replace them with lower growing canopy trees so you can actually see over them to the signage. we got a call from the owners of OSH recently asking, you know, can we do this? And so we want to comply with that. The same condition in front of Sprouts. And then in this location here, this is where Starbucks is. Everybody's probably familiar with that. There are a lot of pear trees that were planted. These are the ones in purple that we're proposing to raise the canopy, lift the canopy so that you actually see under those trees to the signs, the tenant signage that is, you know, on the building here. So that, and beyond that, this is kind of a three-phase process that we're looking at for the trees.
Talk about the cork oaks over there.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I was focusing on a few of these, but a lot of the cork oaks that were planted were not successful at all. I think it's just a poor choice of trees. You know, here shown in this location are those really large ficus, and then the other half of that little lot are very spindly little cork oak. So we're proposing to just remove those because they're not performing and replace them with a higher canopy tree, such as the Tipiwana tipu. And yeah, beyond that, it's again a phase approach. Really just trying to, it's we're kind of viewing it as maintenance, really. We're not proposing any grand scheme. It's just really kind of continuing the canopy that is already begun.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. And then, I mean, this is the kind of overall plan. We have a list of trees to be removed and which trees will we be replacing them with. And then the back page is just some photos of the existing trees. And this is a good example of, you know, a spindly little cork oak that's just not performing after, what, 15 years. So it's best that it just comes out and we get more a new canopy tree established.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to open this up for questions. Yes, let's do declarations first. I'm sorry. Let's get declarations from for everybody on the board here.
Thank you, Chair. Site visit, and we did receive an email regarding another aspect of the shopping center.
Okay.
Eric? Site visit, no ex parte.
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 And site visit, but no ex parte from myself as well. Okay, so right now, the next step is I'll open this up for questions from the board. A lot of times when we do this, we kind of get free-flowing and throwing comments. This particular time, I'd like to keep it to just questions for the applicant at this point.
The only question I have is, how long would you estimate for to maturity for the replacement canopy? This was planted back in 2000. Now it's been 17 years later, and it's pretty full mature canopy at this point.
Yeah, well, the tree choices, the replacement choices are varied, so they have different rates of growth. A lot, I did use a lot of Tipiwanas, though, and I think that's a really good, fast-growing parking lot tree. So if we plant a 24-inch box and it's 10 feet, I would say, you know, in 5 to 10 years, it'll be really very much a full 2/3 of its growth, I would say, within that time period. So that could be 30 feet by 30 feet within 5 years, maybe.
And you feel confident that the new planting will alleviate the issue of blockage of signage?
Yes, that's one of the main intents of this exercise here, is so that, you know, tenant signage is visible. We've already done a slight bit of pruning on these pears, and we want to do that and not just prune the whole thing at once, but do a little bit at a time so that we don't, you know, negatively affect the tree.
Yeah, we met with Bill Spiewak before we started and walked the whole place with Bill. And with Chris and Bill and Michael, who's the manager of the shopping center, and talked about the complaints from some of the tenants and the species of tree and how they maybe were being topped by somebody, so they were like staying, just growing right in the sign band area, and that maybe a different type of pruning might be able to make those pears perform better without replacing them. So that's what we're trying to do over there.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time, but is there any way you can kind of go on the plan and say what the replacement trees are, not the tree that's being removed? Because it's hard to
Visualize.
It's a large site. Go back and forth between the chart and the plan.
Right. Actually, I think I do have a list. Get it out. I don't know if I mentioned we do, I think it was mentioned that we do have an arborist report from Bill Spiewak. So I'll just maybe read off some of the replacement.
Can you point on the plan?
Can do. So I kind of broke this down into sectors. I think there's 9 sectors. So in the first sector, 1 is basically over. Thank you. It may be very much helpful. Yeah.
Just don't poke anybody's eye out.
Yeah, right? So at the moment, there are some Quercus subers, which is the cork oak, really suffering in this zone, and there's very little canopy. So most of what's happening throughout here will be tipiwanas in order to get a fast canopy and provide some shade in this zone. I spoke to the garden shop folks at Osh, and this tree, which is 1A, is proposed to be a purple leaf plum. I didn't want to get a big canopy tree here because they already have their shade kind of worked out with in terms of the nursery there. So that is purple plum. Much of what's over here are tipiwanas. I can't even read that one. C, maybe? I believe that's also tipiwana. Yeah, exactly. So the group, so these are 4 palm trees that have overhead power lines above them, and they'll grow right up into that. So we're going to take them out before it becomes a problem and replace those with Australian willows, the Geigera. Mm-hmm. For these that are blocking the signs, for the Lophostomen, we're thinking about using little gem magnolias because they'll stay low and be able to see over them to the sign above. So we need a small tree there. And these, yes.
Oh, those.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. These 2 right here, and then these 2 right here in front of Sprouts.
And the new trees in that same area?
Right here, little. Oh. This is meant to be. There's many of you know there's some really nice blue atlas cedars that were kept in this parking lot, and I'd like to add, and you know, another few to kind of play off of that a little bit. These again, most of it is about getting fast canopy. So tipiwanas you're going to see as the majority of the trees that are being proposed here, aside from you know, wherever I'm trying to match something else. Like this is probably too small of a bed to put a tipiwana in for the kind of root system it has. So I'm going to match that with another Lophostomen in that location. Here by the theater, there is 1 surviving Arbutus marina in a tree grate. And there's 2 empty grates. Those trees must have died a while back. But we thought it made sense to add a couple more Arbutus to that location. The blue is kind of a phase down the road, but a lot of these are Lophostomen. A lot of those block the signage, and a lot of them were root-bound when they were planted, so they're all leaning in very much different directions.
Like lean towards a drive aisle, like they ended up going off at like a 35-degree angle for some reason.
So it is, and also this is a really sunny spot, and it's also the spot where there's probably the most pedestrian use, so eventually this row will become tipiwanas also. That'll get the canopy high enough to be able to see under to the signage.
What about the mid range when it's blocking the signage?
That's going to happen. You know.
How about these legs?
Those are, what is the blue? I think that's just
Castanias? Those really tall, skinny ones, I think.
Actually, I think, no, these are
Brisbane.
More pear trees, which were sort of hacked at. So we're going to try to fix those and see if we can prune them back into shape. Otherwise, they'd be replaced, I believe it was with the purple plum.
Okay. Tipus over by the
definitely
ficus.
Tipus in this area. Yeah, and I think this was, there's some jacarandas in through here, so that was going to be a jacaranda. And I believe that maybe was another Australian willow because there are willows in that zone. Sort of a missing jacaranda here. And there was never a tree here, but we thought it best to sort of help shade that for pedestrians. And, you know, the purple is pruning, so we want to just clean some of these trees up.
There's what's between the existing ficus, that little red?
These guys are little dead or dying cork oaks.
Right.
And we're not sure that we even need trees in that location.
That's just going to be planted with low stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking either maybe some purple leaf red bud, but I don't know if that's really strong enough.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my main question.
Thank Member Carroll for that. That was my specific question too. What is that? Is there a structure to the plan? A couple of questions for staff, please. Mr. Gilliland gave an inkling, but when was this originally approved, Darrell? You said about 15 years ago. Was it?
Yeah, so it was early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
There was a revision done to the entire shopping
center. Can you tell me if there's adequate parking for the project, if there is an abundance of parking or just on the number? Do you have any idea about that?
Since it's part of a development plan, it was approved with what was approved on the development plan is what's required out there. So
you don't know if there's an overabundance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe, though, from previous projects around there, that there's an overabundance of parking there.
And then a very minor question. Do the sectors refer to any part of the design, or is that just merely a way of navigating the project?
Yeah, that's so that if we want to zoom in, we can print that on a sheet.
Thank you.
And then key it.
Karis?
I have a question about the two ficus, the giant ficuses. Are you intending to remove them?
Are you talking about the one with the purple?
Two.
No, definitely not. We are intending to slightly raise the skirt on those so you can see under to the Bed Bath & Beyond sign. They just need a little pruning.
What happens to those things? Like we have...
We've been working with Arbor Tree Services probably for the last 3 years because we have the insurance companies come by. And they say if any of the branches touch the building, it's like an insurance violation. So we have to go prune the trees off of the building. They don't want any overhanging canopy. And then Bill was looking at some of the trees, and he wanted us to make sure that we keep them healthy. And those ficus are so huge that they just like all have their branches all intermingling. And Arbor Tree's good at sorting that stuff out and cutting the branches and thinning the under canopy so that it's not all growing into itself.
Your tree legend has orange and red, which are very hard to distinguish on the plan. And when it comes down to this size, it's impossible to see what numbers that the trees are relating to. So those two ficuses for sure are going to stay. You're just going to trim up some of the branches so that
it just needs a little bit of pruning, actually. Yeah. Sorry about that coloring.
They're almost the same color.
No comments? No good questions. Okay, well, we have a number of speaker slips here, and so the first person is kind of time constrained, so I will start by calling Patty Bigoni.
Hello, my name is Patty Bigoni. I live in off of Fairview at Encina Road at the retirement community, and I represent Newtown Goleta Safety. I appreciate what you all do with your jobs, and I appreciate you having an open forum so we can talk. What I'd like to address, because the Fairview Center is here, and I go there a lot, and I have grandkids who go there. We do theater, we eat, we buy foods. I was wanting to know, I would like to have included in your landscaping plan safety issues for pedestrians. You have a section that goes from Starbucks out to Kyrial that forces people to walk in the street. There's no sidewalk, and I was thinking a sidewalk could be included near the trees and landscaping to protect the pedestrians over there. Right now it's very chaotic because cars come from every angle, and there's no safety zone there for pedestrians. So I would like the board to really consider that that is part of a landscaping drawing, that you don't force people on the roads for walking, but that there be adequate sidewalks. And then that canopy of trees is great because you want to shade the bicyclists or the pedestrians and not just the cars. So I'd like to keep that in mind and appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Okay, and the next speaker slip is for Eva Inbar. Did I get your last name correctly?
Yes, correctly. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm Eva Inbar. I'm the president of the Coalition for Sustainable Transportation, or COAST for short. And I want to second what Patty just said. A sidewalk towards Cala Real is really, really needed. And we feel that at a time when you're giving the permit or green light for a major project, really, 50 trees, that's not a small number, then you should also consider the essential safety needs of pedestrians that need to go around. Right now, as Patty said, they're walking in the street. So it is common that sidewalks are required when somebody wants a building permit, and I think we should require a sidewalk here to give the permit for the tree work. We feel this is really a very basic safety issue that wasn't considered at the time when this was built. It just wasn't on the radar at the time when they built all these shopping centers. And we're trying to retrofit. It's not easy, but I think this is the opportunity. So please, please keep this in mind. Thank you very much.
Can I address that, or should we wait till the end?
Let's wait till the end.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And the next person is Trudy Ofterhide.
Thank you for all being here. My name is Trudy Ofterhide. I live in Encino Royale. I am part of the Newtown Goleta Safety Committee. As you can tell, I have trouble navigating around, so it's very important for me to have sidewalks available. And one of my concerns is especially by the gas station 76, where the cars come swooping in, and if I am out there walking in that area, it is very unsafe. Also, there are other areas within the shopping center that would benefit me if there were more sidewalks so that I didn't have to walk in the street. And I appreciate your listening to what I have to say. And thank you.
And our next speaker is Mr. David Lampert.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I'm David Lampert. I live near the shopping center as well. And I think the points they're making are very valid. The shopping center was built probably, I'm not sure, 50 years ago. And it was a very car-centric world back then. We're hoping Goleta might change, become a little more pedestrian-friendly, bicycle-friendly. And I think some of these ideas of putting in an occasional sidewalk at least, maybe closing off that one area with some more trees or bushes would really help all of us meander through the shopping mall. Right now, I use it all the time, and every time I take any steps in anywhere around those cars or that gas station, I'm looking right, left, up, and down, because cars swoop right on top of my toes just about. 50 years have gone by, and a lot of things have changed over there. A lot more cars, a lot faster people. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. And then the next speaker slip I have is for Mr. Steve George.
Thank you. I'm Steve George, and thank you, Chairman, and to the board for giving us this opportunity. I also live in the area there. I'm the co-chair of Newtown Goleta Safety. And for about 4 years, I have tried to make outreach to the Fairview Center to try to solve some safety issues. I have been declined to talk on the phone. I've not had letters not returned. I've had emails not returned. So this seemed like a good opportunity to come and share. I'm retired. I go over to Starbucks on a regular basis. I watch the multitude of Old Town Goleta school kids that traipse through the streets, trying to get out to Calle Real. There's a whole housing development behind Sprouts, a cerebral palsy home where they're in wheelchairs. They're in the streets trying to get out to Calle Real. I recognize that there is a ramp that's way down by the end of the garden area at Osh that I would probably put money on that I'm probably the only person that knows it's there. It's not visible. It's not convenient. It doesn't lead you to where anybody needs to be. So we clearly need sidewalks right there to get into the shopping center. What a better time than that when you're taking out trees and moving things around to build that into the plan. Excuse me. I get nervous. Over at the 76 station.
You're doing fine.
There's a conjoined driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is I've drawn you a picture.
Yes.
From three different directions. Cars bullet into that service station.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot right straight across into the shopping mall. Well, guess what? If you follow the line of traffic from Calle Real, that's exactly the same path pedestrians take. Because there's no reason to walk down here where the entrance is. There's no sidewalk. So if you put a barrier, a planter with trees, between the service station and that driveway, you solve a lot of that dangerous problem. Mm-hmm. In addition, if you've ever observed cars coming out of that driveway in the shopping center, they make a left-hand turn, sit perpendicular across three lanes of traffic, block the bicycle lane, the car lanes. We need a right turn only sign right there. And that would solve many of our problems. Mm-hmm. So I ask you, please, build these into the landscaping plan. Thank you.
Thank you. And then our last speaker slip is Judy Shaw.
Close enough.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize for any...
I'll correct you.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm Judy Shore.
Shore. Okay.
S-H-O-R. And I actually do not live in Goleta. I live in Santa Barbara, but I'm in Goleta awful lot to do business. I'm here as a representative, actually co-chair of the Newtown Goleta Safety. And when we formed it about a good 5 years ago now, Steve, the first thing I told Steve was, you know, we've had responsiveness from the Trader Joe's shopping center, but unfortunately we can't seem to break through to the Fairview Center. And Steve said, oh, no, I'll send some letters, which we did, and I'll send some more emails, which we had done, and I'll call them. And he had to admit, we just couldn't break through. We had zero responsiveness. So I guess I'm here today, and I actually had to cancel a bunch of appointments, but it's worth it because I wanted to actually see a representative from this center. What a pleasure. And it's also an opportunity that's really hard to resist while you're revisiting the landscaping to maybe get these safety improvements in. Walking is healthy, it's necessary, and it's chaotic the way it is, and it's an accident waiting to happen. And as Mr. Lambert said, when I'm there, and I'm there an awful lot, you look, it's the only place I know of where you look right, left, almost up and down. You just don't know where cars are coming from. Steve mentioned the 76 station. It's just a funny setup because there's an entrance there and cars somehow are encouraged to cut across the gas station to enter into the shopping center. So that's, of course, another accident waiting to happen. It's really it's quite a hazard. It's very chaotic. And I don't know if anybody mentioned, but when we leave the shopping center, the problem with taking a left-hand turn, that really causes a lot of there's no room to take a left-hand turn. So it causes a lot of backup of traffic, and that causes, of course, another form of another problem. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate all you folks coming and expressing your opinion. This is something I have a lot of sympathy for, believe me. It is not, however, the purview of this board at this time to go back and be able to make somebody go back and add features to a project which is already going through the process. It's been agendized. Certainly, these gentlemen here, the landscape architect and the architect, Paul Perway, they're here, they've heard, and I'm sorry, Poirier, I'm sorry. And it must be terribly frustrating not getting response from the property owner. Hopefully, these gentlemen can relay this and somehow get some communication. But for the purposes of this meeting of this agenda item, I'm afraid this is something that we cannot do, although I'm sure if I took a poll right now, you'd have 100% in favor of your views.
You know, I'm happy to meet with them after the meeting and give them Michael Pacello's phone number. He's the guy who manages the shopping center. I'm not sure where they've been sending letters or who they've been trying to call, but I talked to him yesterday. We called him up, and he said he hadn't been contacted by anybody, so maybe you're going the wrong route.
Okay, so if you could talk to, are you Steve George or?
That's who I tried to contact. Yeah.
Okay.
I've written him letters, I've emailed him.
All right, well then, he's the man to talk to give him that number. Okay, so we are at the point where we now have board deliberations and comments. So if I could start with you, Bill.
Thank you, Chair. I really appreciate what you just said regarding the feelings towards trying to make this the best project it could be. I know the owners put a lot of money into the renovations, and the fact that you really care about the landscaping means a lot as well, because there are some places where things can be improved there. So it'd be unfortunate to have this not occur. But at the same time, I think you've heard from people, and these people that show up clearly represent other people who weren't able to show up, that really care about shopping at your center as well. And to find a pedestrian-friendly way could be very aesthetically pleasing as well. So thanks for trying to find a way to share that with people who might be able to begin with change. I'm really supportive of this plan in its entirety. I guess I don't have the expertise in terms of if this is the right tree, right place. So I'll be interested to hear what my colleagues have to say.
Thank you. Aaron?
Yeah. I think overall it looks pretty good. Just a few things I wrote down. The tipus, they do get huge, as you know, easily 70 feet canopy. I guess I'll just go through area by area. I thought your idea of the cirrus was good here, underneath the shade of the ficus. I just don't see it on that tree called out on the chart.
I had been pondering.
Yeah. Here, I was wondering maybe more ficus instead of tipus, something to think about. Ficus isn't my favorite tree, but these are pretty nice trees here. So the tipus there will block signage at some point. They will get high enough to be above it, but there'll be that few year period where it's blocking signage, so if that's what you want, that's fine. Thought the pear trees were a good choice. There's plenty of existing pears out there already. You know, a finger like that is probably about 5 or 6 feet.
If that.
Is that really big enough for a tipu? I probably need 7 or 8 feet for a tipu. I thought the cedars were a good choice there, and the tipus back here seem to work. So, two other trees. I don't know if they're existing out there or not, but just they might be appropriate. New Zealand Christmas tree or crepe myrtle might be appropriate with the tree palette out there. And then the sidewalk issue, I totally agree with what everyone said. It's not the most pedestrian-friendly way. Maybe there's a way to do some soft surface paths, a DG path through here or something. Getting a hard surface sidewalk would be difficult.
I do need to remind the board that what we're looking at here today is just the landscape replacement plan. As much as we'd like to add stuff to it, I don't think we can do that this time. but I'll leave that there. So anyways. Dennis?
Yes, I'm impressed with the plan, your sensitivity to the collection of trees. It's quite an impressive collection of trees that's there. I appreciated that you did have a strategy for defining some of the areas. I might suggest that some of the vehicular entry areas be demarked with a certain type of flowering tree, whether that's something that's on your palette, to just clarify what the system is. And if we're limited to just discussion about what's on the table, I will defer any further comment.
Karis?
I'm in agreement with my colleagues. I like that you're keeping the ficuses, just trimming them up. I think it might be worthwhile to let people know what you're doing, so that the day when cutting comes, it doesn't shock everyone and horrify them, as we've seen last time with the Cajun Kitchen incident.
Okay. We had nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying, if you let everybody know what's going on, sure, and that you're not going to take those trees down, that could soothe the way for mm-hmm. everybody to understand what's happening, and
sure,
maybe the guy cutting won't get so many. Yeah. Problems.
You know what happened with that, just so you know, is...
I remember the bro deal.
No, anyone asked the engineering department if you could cut it down, and they said as long as it's not in the public right away. And then you found out that's not true.
So, I do like the idea of a...
You always have to ask the beginning.
If that's more than one person. Yeah, I like everybody's idea. I think it's great. I like what you're doing. I like that you're putting new ones in, and I think you'll find those cork oaks didn't grow because they were planted in their baskets, which is, you'll see when you dig them out.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when they planted them, I was like, I remember when they planted them, I was like, you can't leave the tree in the basket. Like, it's not going to grow. Yeah, like the wire basket. Yeah.
I wonder if that's what happened with those other ones in the front.
Yeah.
Where they're like...
It was a long time ago.
Right.
I was young.
Yeah. I think
even
they
I knew.
Look like they're rootbound.
You'll find some that are...
I think they may have been rootbound.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you'll do well with what you have picked out here.
Yeah, I mean, the owners are really...
They're really happy with the way that the center came out. And we are going to do some other kind of power washing and repainting to the original colors, re-slurring the parking lot to make it look newer again. But what we were trying to do was find the parts of the landscaping that was successful from the original and just go Darwinian and plant more of the ones that seem to like living there and get rid of the ones that don't seem to like it.
Like everyone's suggestions, I think is good. And even though it's not our purview, you know, if you're going to re-slurry, and we do have an abundance of parking in some of these farther reaching areas, perhaps even marking on the pavement where pedestrians could go, taking away some of the parking spots, might be worth the safety and the response to the community, which I'm sure you guys are very interested in maintaining.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with all my colleagues, and especially deferring to what's best for the trees. My only comment, or maybe it's more of a question, is that as you're removing the trees, would you be replacing them right away, or is there going to be a period of time where it's just...
No, it'd be replaced right away. Okay. Yep.
And the trees that are kind of blocking the signage now, if you put in new trees, are the tenants aware that what there was another comment that they're coming, you know, period of time where the trees have to grow past, and there's not going to be... Are they okay with that?
We'll be talking it over. Yeah, it's, you know, there's no perfect tree. That's usually what it comes down to. People often complain, these trees are messy, these trees do this, these trees do that, but there is no perfect tree for a parking lot. So it's, you know, there are pluses and minuses.
Yeah, it was kind of an aggressive plan. We, I think, planted over 200 new trees when we did this back in 1999. We started designing it with Katie. O'Reilly.
Okay. I like the plan myself. I can totally support it. And I also agree with our landscape experts here. One question, Paul. Did I understand correctly that there's, once this is done, that there's some further work that you guys might be doing later on around the outside? You mentioned power washing, I know, but if there was something.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a tune-up on the whole center. There might be some work related to Sprouts that might be coming in. Sprouts, okay. As you know, took over the Vons lease.
Okay.
And they might have some trash enclosure and loading dock work that they're going to do in the back to configure it for a new tenant.
As a, not a requirement, as a favor, could you make sure, maybe facilitate talking with Mr. George back there?
Yeah.
Because that,
for sure,
that may be an opportunity at some time in the future to maybe address some of these issues that these people have been asking about. Anyways, that being said, and we've done with questions and comments, I would like to see if I could get a motion from the board. This is up for revised design approval.
Just add to make sure to include the findings in any.
Yeah, and it also includes the findings there, but I'm looking for a motion from somebody.
I'd like to ask the applicant, do you think you'll make any tweaks based on today?
But that's not, we can't make that like a quid pro quo of what we're approving here.
It's just a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I'm just.
You mean in terms of maybe choosing a different species for certain locations or for scope of work?
Just some tree tweaks here and there or.
Based on your comments, there might be a few small changes just to fine tune it. It's a lot of area to cover, and depending on the budget, you know, certain trees that are scheduled for phase one maybe get moved to phase two. So this is a sort of long-term plan. There may be a small change, but it wouldn't be anything that would affect the overall concept of what we're trying to do here.
Okay. I would make a motion for project design approval, taking into consideration some of the comments that were made regarding tree species. If changes are made, we could review it via email.
We need to include the findings.
Quality of landscape design.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there anything else?
And to continue to answer your question, Aaron, is I'm sure that before we start on this, I'll be doing a once-over. So there may be a few little changes, but I'll need to go back through the list and compare it to the plan, and mm-hmm. I've already done that three mm-hmm. or four times, but, you know, you can
like
always
adding these trees to the list and
right.
whatever little, if you're removing a tree and you're doing just a shrub there, note that on the chart, mm-hmm. you know, things like that.
Okay.
Just a little.
Mr. Chair, we would suggest that the final plan be submitted to run by Aaron, if that's okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. And so do I have a second for this?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? If not, then all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got design approval.
Question for you guys. Do we need a permit to plant trees?
I don't know.
No?
No, we'd like
but
to
we'll,
just see
we'll run the plan by you and get it approved, right. but right. I just didn't know if we had, because we're not building anything, really, from an inspection standpoint.
And please talk with
cool.
Mr. And please talk
Thank
with
you.
Mr. George back there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. It was not well prepared.
Okay. Madam Clerk, could you please read the second, the next item?
Okay. Item C1 is conceptual review. It's the Santa Barbara Honda Development Plan Amendment located at 475 South Kellogg Avenue, APN 071-140-067-068-002. Case number 17-122-DRB.
Thank you. Is anybody here representing the?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. And whenever you're ready, Joe, it's all yours. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I need to call for declarations here.
Thank you, Chair. Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
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 And no site visit, no ex parte, but I'm familiar with the location. Okay.
All right, so good afternoon again. Today we're here for a conceptual review for the Santa Barbara Honda project. It is all one site. However, it is just the Honda dealership that is currently proposing changes. As part of these changes, they're going to be enclosing some existing canopy areas as well as adding a few canopy areas around the building. They're going to be adding a total of about 6,800 square feet of new enclosed space as well as canopy area. As part of those changes to the site, they would be removing approximately 1,000 square feet of landscaping. There is not a landscape requirement for the zoning that they're located in. There's some landscape requirements in regard to screening of parking areas, but ultimately the amount of landscaping and whether or not it's adequate is based on design reward approval. And so they're also going to be removing one parking space, however, that will still meet the requirements for the Honda dealership or the Honda portion of the site. And then, as I mentioned, all the other dealerships on site, the Toyota and Nissan dealerships, will remain the same. And that's all I have, and I'll hand over to the applicant to walk you through it, and I'm here if you have any questions.
Please go ahead.
My name is John Ullman. I'm a general contractor. I'm the owner's agent. And this is Nathan with Paul Danen's Architecture, who developed the plan. If Nathan, you want to kind of run them through it?
Sure. Yes, please. So, yes, our site is this existing Honda building, and we're proposing to enclose. Do they use this for display?
Current outdoor display.
Current outdoor display. Enclosing that to use for indoor display and also kind of a showroom greeting area. That's the main addition to the existing building. There's a parts and service area that we're enclosing and building out a little bit, just for extra space for the existing parts warehouse. Not visible from the exterior, but it's just to give more room to the employees. On this far end, enclosing what's an existing canopy to be, not enclosing it, but including it into the existing service base to add service area for the development. And then in addition, we have some separate canopies that will not be enclosed, but just covered spaces for car detailing and for new car receiving. That's pretty much it, and this canopy in the back is the only thing that kind of takes away some of that existing landscape to the side, which is mainly dirt right now. There's not a lot of vegetation, Do they have copies of the photos as well? This should. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have photos of the general landscape conditions currently. And there's a photo map within your 11 by 17s that show specific locations based on the numbers.
I'm just wondering whether I should just pass this hand to hand, or,
sure.
or if we put it, or if we put it right out in the middle.
Or so, any specific questions, we can flip the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, let me pass these around then, you guys. Okay.
I might add that I built the building in 1987. Mm-hmm. This plan that we've brought before you is precipitated by the manufacturer's new branding and refurbishing program. As far as I know, this store has not been touched since 1987, correct, in terms of the any new floor treatments, any of this new stuff that's coming through Honda, correct?
Virtually none.
So they have a new program. We have a spiral-bound book that comes from the manufacturer. The dealers are required to buy into the program and move forward with this. So in light of that, which was generally this, enclosing this showroom, bringing in the typical Honda barrel and some additional floor treatments, wall treatments, so on and so forth, inside the building, in that we were subject, and the new car delivery canopy, the owner's subject to the inconvenience of us being there, it appeared like a good time to add some additional space to the building. So that's what's brought us here.
Thank you. So let's go to questions from the board. So did you want to go first, Bill, or do you need to write down a few notes?
No, I can go right down. I think I'll write right now.
Very good.
It's interesting what the major impetus or partial impetus of is for this. What has Honda approved this design as meeting their specifications?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are they concerned about the look from the streetscape in terms of landscaping? Because I notice in this project there's no enhancement to the current landscaping that's in the project.
Not to my knowledge, and it wasn't a part of the package we were given from the manufacturer.
Okay, I know you have having just gone out there, you have a very, very constrained site for all the things that are required to occur out there, and I don't know if you have any overflow areas like some of the other dealerships have. Staff talked about screening of parking spaces. What is that a requirement that dealerships have, that their spaces need to be screened?
Well, that's just a general parking standard. It wouldn't necessarily apply as much to a car dealership because their cars obviously you want to be seen.
Right.
But more like if there's like a parking lot, like an employee parking lot,
right,
on like a side or a corner, that would be the screening, but not like the display areas.
And then my site visit, I noticed that there was it looked like an EV charging plug-in there, and we got an email from someone who was asking about that. Is that going to be removed, or is that going to be replaced somewhere else? I'm not sure exactly what that was about.
The scope of work doesn't affect the location or the, and I think.
I guess they're asking for a level two, so is that just a level one charging station they're asking for it to be upgraded as a result of this? These improvements?
It's not really in the scope that I'm aware of, and it's in an existing portion that it's not a.
And that's not a requirement within the playbook that Honda specifies either.
I believe.
It's not part of this design criteria.
Okay.
So it's existing. We're not moving it, and it is in line with the customer parking that's existing, that's noted on 1.2.
And then I guess last thing, I know these are just kind of mock-ups, but there was a kind of an attempt at future signage. I guess that would be something that would come back in terms of this. I just noticed from the current signage to what is being proposed here, there's a significant increase in the size of this. And I know we're not talking about that now, but just to take a look at the kind of things that this board has been doing for signage most recently to get an idea of what seems to be appropriate in terms of us making findings. Thank you.
Aaron?
Questions?
Yep.
Just one question. On the south expansion area here, your rendering shows walkways going around the circular feature, but I don't see that. So are you losing two parking spaces, or?
There, if you look on the enlarged site plan, which is on 1.2, yes, we are losing two spaces, but there is still. Yeah. So this entry area now is larger and serves more of a focal point visually, but then also kind of a welcoming area as you walk in. So it's kind of, it's focusing the center of the interest more so than it is now.
See the walkway to go around. Mm-hmm. I don't see that on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
This is from Honda, right? This
correct. Yeah.
So Honda generated this, not per our plan.
Oh, so your doors are going to be there.
Correct. Mm. So, and we have the stick. Yeah. So the sidewalk on the side of the half rotunda, I guess. There's entries on the side.
Okay.
So you're not getting cut off and forced into the parking lot.
Yeah.
As you can see in the elevations there.
Yeah. You might want to.
Okay.
You might want to extend that correction to sheet 2.0 as well.
2.0.
Because that's showing the doorways going right out into the parking space, and not onto the walkway.
Are you talking about the east elevation?
I'm looking at 2.0, the floor plan.
If you look at the top elevation, you see that these doors are truly on the side of the radius.
Okay, but I'm
saying... So from that concrete pad, you can enter the door.
Okay, I understand that, but the floor plan does not show that.
I think we're saying it does.
2.0, please. Not 1.2.
We have two different 2.0s.
No.
2.0. Okay. Can I see the pointer, please? Thank you. If you could pull that drawing, pull this back further. I've got SPR 2.0. And on that plan, here.
We see it.
Yeah, we see it.
I'm saying that needs to be corrected. Because the walkway is here. And then the planter is tangential to this out here, and that is just not. It's a typo, I'm sure, but
No, that's very.
I wanted to point it out.
No, and I think, Aaron, back to your question, you're correct. We've got to create some room here. This element is not something we're going to change. It's the stereotypical Honda element.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nobody's suggesting that.
I believe you're correct.
No one's suggesting that.
Yeah, we may lose two more parking spaces. We may have some adjustment in here.
Well, I'm just saying if the doorway was closer in, like right there, instead of out here, if it was back there.
Then not on the
radius. It would open onto the walkway.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, I'm sorry. So.
That was my only question.
Dennis.
I say spot on there, board members, for seeing that. I had a question about the elevation. On the east elevation, it shows a wavy sort of awning on the east elevation. It doesn't appear on the north elevation. Is that just a...
It's the photo that Aaron has here, I think, has it.
Yes.
shows the, again, the stereotypical Honda Wave.
Right.
Yeah, so it only is across the front of the building.
And it doesn't intersect with the rotunda Exedra there.
Yeah, actually,
it's
looks
not
like
short.
It spans out a bit.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It doesn't.
Doesn't intersect.
Touch it. No.
Just for your own edification, it doesn't show up on the north elevation.
This, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
That was the only question. Well, it's as the staff report describes this. There's a loss of over 1,000 square feet of landscaping. Where is that? Did I miss that in your presentation?
I've questioned the number myself, but that being said,
what is the landscaping that you're referring to?
There's existing
and proposed landscape.
Yeah,
line
that's PR 3 and 3.
Yeah, here we go. So this landscaping is lost to the new car canopy.
Yes.
This landscaping is lost to the additional surface space.
Mm-hmm. And then a small portion of this.
And then a piece of this.
Of course, right.
So apparently that adds up to 1,000 feet.
All right. And there's no landscaping plan proposed?
No additional landscaping plan
All
proposed.
Right. Those are my questions. Thank you.
There's a landscape plan in here.
Yeah, it shows that. It's a little bit clearer.
There you go. That's correct.
Correct.
And then on sheet number 4.0, are you proposing new lighting?
We are not.
You are not.
We were asked to do a photometric. We did a photometric of what exists.
Yeah. And we're not. There's.
Proposing to change that.
Correct.
Said you guys didn't do this drawing, but Honda did, because I thought it just looked really familiar, like a lot of other Honda dealers you've seen, like down in the valley.
There's no question. That's the idea.
So are there options? Like, if they have a playbook, do they at least give you options so you could be a little more creative or have it match the community a little bit more?
The general answer is no. If you were to suggest something and somehow that became an issue, then we have the ability to ask. But as you've mentioned, you've seen them before. That's the idea. So that if you're driving through town, it's pretty apparent where the Honda store is. Unfortunately for us, we're a little bit back off the beaten path, but nonetheless, we're held to the manufacturer standards. Now, in light of our barrel, for instance, there are, I believe, 3-size barrel. We not only have the smallest one, but we've scaled that down somewhat because we don't have a huge pallet to work with in the front of the building. So we've scaled everything down, but still met their criteria. Yeah, I think it's safe to say we just kind of missed that, if you will.
Well, and to a lot of times with the renderings, they'll just force the perspective. So where the camera is relative to the building, and they'll just kind of slap a sidewalk, which is not great. But, yeah, I think that's absolutely important.
Could there be, is there going to be any, benches or seating or planters or something when you're losing, all the greenery around the front now? It's just really harsh. And I know I've been there. Two cars there.
Thank you.
Actually, bought one because I was waiting for my other one to come out for service when I was in that outside canopy area looking at the car, and then ended up taking one home. So to me, that's losing that display area is what I kind of add. But I just know from being there, there's not a lot of space to wait, when you're waiting for them to bring your car out or something like that. And this just seems a lot even.
I think that's.
Okay, but because of what we're going through here, a piece of our project that's not a part of this process is what we're doing inside the building. So in the
new inside of the building, there will be ample space for waiting.
Yeah, I think I was going to add that that's part of the intent of that new interior space was, because right now, if you remember, it's an outdoor covered area with just cars parked. So with an interior space, you can have it more, serve more of a...
I have to say the Honda in Canada, they have popcorn, chocolate. Oh. I'll take
note of that. Noted.
That is a part of this design also.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any questions. It all looks pretty straightforward to me. I do have to add, though, we did, normally if there was a speaker slip, this would be the point. But there was a letter that was sent in, and this is from Paul Costales. And he was, and again, as Member Shelor mentioned, there was a request to include a publicly available level 2 charging station. But as also been noted, that's not really part of the scope of work of this project. It's merely a suggestion, just putting it out there. But that's not part of what we're reviewing today and what we're trying to come up with.
And so, I don't know all there is to know about Honda's new electric car program, but I would certainly appreciate if Joe, you know, forwarded that email to us, and you know, then you can assure your person that you've passed the message on.
Yeah. Well, I think this was given to Mary Chang, so if you talk with her, then she can make sure it gets to you.
Very good.
Okay. So this project is before us for conceptual review. Let's go with comments. So, Bill.
Well, as I mentioned before, I guess I had already gotten into comments with a constrained site. There are some limitations as to what you can do. A lot of improvements will be made internally, which will be nice for your customers and for the staff that work there. Externally, you're right, it's kind of off the beaten path, though it is pretty visible from the 217 and will be even more so in the future. Just to give it some perspective, the city of Santa Barbara is building two new dealerships, which actually are surrounded by the city of Goleta, and they're going through exhaustive design review. Of course, they're on Hollister Avenue, and they have some issues because it's new land, not a redevelopment, but they're really being painstaking in terms of making it look as best as it possibly can from all sides. You know, I'd like to think that in Goleta, we would strive to do similar, if not better. So for me, you know, there are some changes, and they're understandable changes. Loss of landscaping isn't great on a site that really doesn't have much landscaping or much curbside appeal, which I'm not sure how important that is in the dealership profession. So I really can't say anything in particular that looks like would change anything that's being provided here, other than hopefully that the signs that you submit will be tasteful and not overbearing. And excuse me, is it we have a separate sign permit process that goes along with this?
Yeah, so the signage would be subsequent to this project.
So we'll all be on the same page with that.
Aaron?
Yeah, I think the building looks fine. My only comment was just maybe consider just getting a low planter in front of this blue facade, just a little low plant material. It would really just be more welcoming and soften that entryway. So,
okay.
And mitigate some of the loss of the landscape.
Sure.
And I would agree with that, and I would build upon that too. Please consider making a pedestrian connection to the public circulation system to the front door. Right now, you're forced to walk through the driveway and the drive aisle. It may accentuate your design if there is some sort of connection. All the sticks out. Removed. If there's some sort of direct connection here, because right now one has to wander all around through the parking lot as the previous project dwelt upon, and then correcting those and making that whole area, as we've gone over with the walkways and the planting area. And a minor comment, the photographs that you circulated showed kind of not the best landscape throughout, and I would hope that the dealership would make the effort to improve, update, and enhance the existing landscape.
Kenneth?
Yeah, I mean, my only comment was is pretty much what I said before. I feel like it's just so stark. So some landscaping planners, I don't know if they can do vines like around the open part, or just something to make it a little bit softer.
Softer
would be nice. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Bill. I mean, maybe it's just the scale in here, but like the H especially seems enormous. Just the H logo compared to.
It will be, and we would prefer that it would be. It's something that comes straight from on.
Yeah, but I mean, it like has to adhere to the sign policy in Glida. I mean, there's restrictions to the size, so.
Yeah, and that would come back before the board for review. So,
okay.
Okay.
We have one left.
My comments would probably run parallel with both Dennis and Aaron. He's right. The photographs, as Member Whalen put it, don't show the landscaping off in the best light. So. It would be nice to at least review that and bring it up to what's, you know, as advertised in the landscaping plan. I'll put it that way. I mean, I'm not saying replace plants, but if something's dying, replace it with the same, you know, the same species of plant, the same, you know, just tone it up. There was a question I forgot to ask, and that is that paved area in front of the curved portion of the showroom. What is that going to be? Is that gonna be a display spot for a car, or what is the purpose of that?
It could be, but it's generally just an inviting. It'll be concrete as opposed to the asphalt. It will give a prominence to the opening. So when you show up, you'll know where the front door is.
And some landscaping touch there. I think the other members have already alluded to it. I think
agreed.
Something that should be looked at, and that would be a recommendation on our part. Okay.
We missed one.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Karis.
It's okay. I skipped myself, so that's fair enough. Okay. I think it's great you guys are fixing up this building.
Thank you.
You're getting a whole whack of new houses all right there.
Agreed.
Right there. And you're going to have tons of people driving by all the time. And you're going to have a lot more pedestrian crossover for people who are trying now. Even
they won't have to go to Canada
to get popcorn.
And we do have sidewalks.
To get popcorn and hot chocolate. So I guess what I would like to see is some fixing of the various locations. We can, I can put it onto the, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Okay, so here the entranceway, the sidewalk is messed up. The landscaping has come down now to the point where it's been trimmed out. So you're gonna have to do something, some kind of treatment on the ground, and definitely fix the sidewalk. I like the idea of adding in something so that people could walk there if they wanted to, but is there a sidewalk here now?
There is. Yes.
There is a sidewalk, okay. So maybe connect.
And the idea of something, we do this on a regular basis, so I guess I'm maybe somewhat surprised that it didn't come up in the process that got us here today. In Bakersfield, for instance, they're making this mandatory. So in the event that somebody in a wheelchair, we haven't sold a lot of blind people cars, but it could happen. The idea that you pull up in a taxi or an Uber or what have you, and you have direct access to our front door, which is typical. I have no issues with that. It makes sense, and we'll discuss these things with the owner. And, you know, this, they're typical dealerships, so we have way more parking than would ever be required for this square footage.
So however, you have wiggle room with your parking, which I like, but what, right now it's filled up entirely. So as I came in here, now I can't get through. There's a guy cleaning cars here, and there was a guy selling cars here. So all of a sudden, like, even when you do pull into the main entrance, there's nowhere for you to go. I had to turn around, you know, which is, it's not that big of a deal. But for you guys, I mean, you want it to be easy for people, right?
Super understood.
Easy. Like, that's the easiest thing. They can pull in here, they can drop off people, they can park somewhere very quickly and easily, and there's signage and the landscaping is indicating that you want them there and that they're happy to be there. So there's a lot of landscape fix that needs to happen here. Also, there's dead, you have trash, you have an old bin there. There's trash sitting around in the far spot. You have a big dumpster there. You also have a huge dumpster here, possibly, in the front, or somewhere.
I mean, it's back here. This is a used car entry.
There's also another extra long dumpster with trash that's sitting beside it and to the other pieces. So it's, I love that you're fixing the building, and I think it'll look great with the new blue and stuff. I would like to see a landscape plan that involves walkways, entranceways, and it's good that you have lots of product there for people to look at, but if you have so much product that people can't actually get through, it seems like then that's going against what you're trying to do. And especially in the back there, right now you're not going to get a lot of traffic there, but once those houses open up, you know, you want that back to look as nice as your front. And you want that landscaping to be like around the hydrant, it has to be taken down, around the trash enclosures, it's just like slat, you know, a chain link fence. And I think now we have in the city of Goleta requirements for trash enclosures so that we're not seeing, you know, everything. And if they do need the extra space, then maybe we take some of those parking spaces or some of those show spaces to, you know, make our undies not seen. I don't know how to say that.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Remove temporary trash enclosures and stuff like that, so basically. And a landscape plan that kind of bumps it up so that, you know, this is the most gorgeous place when you drive by it. And that's what you want to see versus the holding on by the skin of my teeth. Although, she was telling me earlier that she really liked that sort of down-home feeling and stuff. So maybe we can do some kind of combination of those two things. It's comfortable and easy for people to be there, and it also looks beautiful and nice. That would be my main comment. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So I don't think this is anything that we make a motion for or vote on. I think we're just passing this on with our comments.
That's correct.
Okay. And as I hopefully can summarize, there's no objection to the design, the layout, color, structure. The main thrust of the comments from this board is to look at the landscaping. We don't have a problem with the removal of landscape space, but what you do have needs to be toned up, improved a bit. Possibly maybe a little something in that concrete patio area in front of the rotunda, or now there's another word for that. Dennis, you had the right word for that and I forgot it.
Exedra,
yes.
Very wrong.
Yes.
Can you spell it?
E-X-E-D-R-A.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there could be some vines or some higher things on the white section of the one that they gave
service
you.
Bay.
All right.
There's a big white wall there.
Spruce it up a little.
Yeah. So. And the electric charging station also on the.
Well, the charging.
It's dirt down below there. So even if you get in there and then all the cars are parked right up against the wall, there's nothing.
step in the mud and stuff.
Could I make a comment?
Yes, please.
This is Don Hughes, the owner.
Please, please.
Business owner,
the dealer.
Operator. And we will enhance the landscaping, I can assure you, okay? There's probably a lot of reasons why it's the way it is now, but we're going to use this as an opportunity to bring everything up. Okay.
Thank you.
And hot chocolate?
I'm sorry?
Hot chocolate?
We've had that from time to time.
Okay.
We tried popcorn for a while too, but it ended up being such a mess that we had to, it just wasn't.
Okay. Well, to kind of steer this back again. So basically, we have concluded our comments, and this is going to go back to. Who's this guy go back?
There's a development plan amendment process that this project will go through, and when that's complete, they'll come back to you for design review.
Very good. Okay. So anyways, those are our comments. And with that, we wish you good luck in your journey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're on item D, so we're winding down here. So this is the point that if any members have announcements, please feel free to announce. I don't have any. And that being said, we come to the final end of the meeting, and so I hereby adjourn this meeting.
My heart, come on.